This VPR News podcast is made possible by the financial support of our listeners. Please make a contribution at vpr.net. Thanks.
Like many older farmers in Vermont, 90-year-old Art Burley has been thinking about his family's future. 3 years ago, he reluctantly decided that the only option to support his family was to develop the forest land on his 200-acre Charlotte property. It's a route many other Chittenden County farmers have taken out of economic necessity. But then a neighbor stepped in with a different idea. Marty Illick is director of the Lewis Creek Association, and she helped Art Burley get in touch with conservation organizations. In the end, Art struck a deal with the Lewis Creek Association, the Charlotte Land Trust, the Nature Conservancy, and the Vermont Land Trust to save his farm. He received less money than he would have from a developer, but he says it was worth it. We visited Art recently and followed him as he took his ATV up a muddy dirt road to show us the beautiful expanse of his land, along with Marty Illick and Joan Allen of the Nature Conservancy.
Fired. Oh, this is gorgeous.
Oh, this is okay.
Joan Allen, why don't you sort of set the scene and tell us what we're looking at over here.
Well, sure. We're on the Burley Farm property, which is about 78 acres. Is that right, Art? And we're looking across hayfield here up towards the forest, which you can see on that knoll in the distance. And also there's more of it up there. And right here is this gorgeous view across the Champlain Valley. You can see, well, if we're a little higher up, you could get a great view of the Adirondacks off to the west. And it's just kind of quintessential Champlain Valley, the way people think of it, you know, with farm and forest intermixed like this.
And, Marty, the 73 acres that we're talking about here on the Burley Farm specifically, this could have been slated for development. It's all part of a larger project, though, of some 200 acres. Can you give us an idea of the scope of this entire operation?
Well, the Burley Farm is, what, 200 acres, Art?
Yes.
Yes, it's about 200 acres, half of which, 127 acres, is the nice forest block over there in the distance. And it's, of course, adjacent to the farmland. And so the Burleys originally decided that they were wanting to sell off the forest part of the property so that they could maintain and keep the farm in the family over the generations. And so that was the original idea, is looking for the best buyer for the forest parcel.
And Marty, tell us a little bit about the deal. I mean, Art will be paid, obviously, maybe not as much as if a developer had moved in, but tell us about that effort.
Oh, we've been fundraising for a couple of years now, and plan was to end up selling the forest to the Nature Conservancy so they would be the owners of the forest parcel, whereas the Burley Farm right here where we're standing is owned by the family itself. They'll maintain ownership and sell the development rights to the Vermont Land Trust.
Now, Art, I want to ask you, you wanted to keep the farm in the family, obviously. You could have sold out for more money. You could have gotten more money through a development, a subdivision, perhaps. Why did you decide to create this easement deal with the Nature Conservancy?
Well, my mother started this farm in 1921, and she brought me with her, naturally. I was 2 years old, and she loved this farm. And, well, I grew up the same way, and I hated to sell it to a developer, and I kind of wanted to have it existed for the next 100 years or so at the Burley Farm. And as Marty brought the idea to me, so I decided I might have my cake and eat it too. And so I decided to go that way and to preserve the farm so I could hand it down to my kids. And so that's the way we went, because money isn't everything, but it helps.
It helps.
Yes. And that's the only way we could do it. And I'd already made one development, and I decided I didn't want to go through that again.
Is it a challenge, though, Marty? You know, you probably felt very relieved that you found out about this before Art, you know, perhaps sold out, thinking there may not have been another option.
Oh, very much so. And that's the value of being close to the neighborhood. And, you know, the Nature Conservancy and the Vermont Land Trust, their offices are farther away. They can't be in every place at every time. So the local organizations are, I think, essential to have on the ground to be relating to the neighbors, especially the larger families. And we've done quite a lot of conservation mapping, so we know where the high value areas are. And so we're there. We're friends with all these people, you know, for the most part. So we're in touch.
What about public access to the land? What can the public do on this land? Can they access it?
Yes, they can. I can back up for a second and tell you that the Nature Conservancy has about 53 preserves all over the state, and this is one of our newest ones, might be 54. And it's our own policy that whenever possible, we allow people to access the property. These are usually beautiful spots with lots of things that people like to come and see, whether it's a view at the top of a ridge or they like to botanize. Our preserves are open for hunting, hiking, all the usual sort of pedestrian-related activities. And in this case, the forest does not have frontage directly on Spear Street. It's a bit of a hike in there. But still, people do access it from the neighborhood in the winter, especially for cross-country skiing and for hiking in the summertime. And we knew it was something that this is a great spot for people to continue to come to.
Art, I want to get back to you and ask, how did it feel when this deal got completed, when you knew that this land was going to be preserved in its pristine beauty?
Well, I was very happy about it. And it's been over 3 years coming to this stage. Yeah. And I'm very happy it ended well. I'm very happy it's all done, and it's going to be preserved.
Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you.
Joan Allen, thank you very much.
Oh, thank you.
Marty Illick, thank you so much.
Thanks, Mitch.